From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
We are indeed live from the NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan. This is the Bryant Park Project. News, information, office gambling pools, not here, but other places, I'm told. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I am Bill Wolf. It is Thursday, January 31st, 2008, and office gambling pools are illegal, darling.
But I know in your deep heart of the matter, you think they're good.
I'm not at liberty to comment.
Okay. Well, you'll have to do full disclosure later. We're going to talk about office gambling pools, obviously, because the Super Bowl is just around the corner. By the way, Bill Wolf sitting in today on loan from MSNBC. I get to keep him all the time because we're married and said I do and sign things. Mm-hmm. But you last night, I had to crash. I was really tired. But you stayed up and watched that Republican debate.
We've had some long days at MSNBC owing to the politics these days, debates and primaries
and
such. Yes, States of the Union, things like that. And despite the fact that I was exhausted, I could not tear myself away because I am abjectly interested in the 2008 presidential nomination process, well, I must confess.
A good thing they gave you the segment about politics today.
Yes.
But specifically, we're going to learn something.
Yeah,
what are we going to learn?
Well, we're going to talk about convention delegates. It is unbelievably difficult to understand how they are assigned. For instance, I would ask you, what is a superdelegate? And if you answered, I'd be impressed because I have no idea. We're going to try to figure all that stuff out.
We're also going to get caught up with a story we're following very closely earlier in the month. The situation in Kenya. Now, the top U.S. diplomat says the violence there is tantamount to ethnic cleansing. We have a report from the ground coming up, as well as those office gambling pools and Giants punter Jeff Fiegels. Now, according to producer Dan Pashman, he is the best punter ever. You're a sports guy. What do you think?
He's a heck of a good punter. Punters are not generally discussed among sports fans, but this is the Bryant Park Project, and we look at angles no one else considers.
We'll also talk to Rachel Martin for today's headlines in just a minute. But first, here's the BPP's big story.
And then there were two.
What about Gravel?
Okay, and then there were three.
Yes. That's right. John Edwards made it official yesterday. He ended his run for the presidency in a city where he announced it 13 months ago, New Orleans.
It's time for me to step aside so that history can history can blaze its path. We do not know who will take the final steps to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, but what we do know is that our Democratic Party will make history.
No doubt Democratic contenders Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are anxiously
awaiting. What about Gravel?
Woman? No doubt Democratic contenders Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are anxiously awaiting to hear whom Edwards will endorse. He said he received pledges from both Clinton and Obama to continue to spotlight the issues of poverty, which were the central theme of Edwards' run.
And as expected, the man the New York Times described as having a, quote, pugnacious past, Rudy Giuliani threw in the towel after his rope-a-dope campaign strategy failed to yield him Florida. Instead, its 57 delegates went to John McCain, and in the end, so did Giuliani himself.
John McCain is the most qualified candidate to be the next commander-in-chief of the United States. He is an American hero, and America could use heroes in the White House.
Wow, now that's a nice endorsement.
It was a very nice thing to say, and I hope that Senator McCain enjoyed it, because after the Giuliani announcement, McCain headed to the CNN Politico.com Republican debate, where Mitt Romney dropped a whole lot of not-so-nice on him. Ron Paul and Mike Huckabee were there, too. But McCain and Romney dominated the conversation.
Let's pick it up where it started to get ugly. Romney said many of McCain's view were, what was it?
Outside the mainstream of Republican conservative thought. And I guess I'd also note that if you get endorsed by the New York Times, you're probably not a conservative.
Senator McCain?
Let me note that I was endorsed by your two hometown newspapers who know you best, including the very conservative Boston Herald,
who know you
well better than anybody. So I'll guarantee you the Arizona Republic will be endorsing me, my friend.
Yeah, let's just say they're not really friends. It didn't end there. Later on the subject, it turned to timetables for troop withdrawal from Iraq.
Timetables was the buzzword for withdrawal.
I'm not using the actual quote.
The actual quote is, we don't want them to lay in the weeds until we leave. That is the actual quote,
and I'm sure fact checkers.
It means a timetable. Until we leave.
Senator, let me jump in the quote that I have.
You know, we're going to cut it off right there. But trust us, they just kept going on like that.
It was compelling.
We'll see if there's similar sniping when Obama and Clinton face off tonight at L.A.'s Kodak Theater. Yeah, that's the same site where they hold the Oscars. And a campaign advisor for the California Democratic Party says, quote, this debate is so hot, we're getting more requests for tickets than the Oscars are getting.
And you don't have to cross the WGA picket line to attend. And you can find tickets on Craigslist. That is the BPP's big story. Now, here's Rachel Martin with more news.